This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen, this NFL 100 all-time team series has been absolutely great. Absolutely great. And the NFL 100 all-time team continues Friday at 8 o'clock our time, 8 o'clock Eastern, NFL Network, revealing the offensive lineman and tight end. And the NFL 100 all-time team reaction show is Friday thereafter at 9 o'clock. But they're going to get into the offensive lineman and tight ends. And we welcome in at this time a man who's part of that Blue Ribbon Selection Committee. Former NFL coach Dick Vermeil joins us here on the Fan Morning Show. Coach, good morning. How is everything?
I'm doing fine, thank you. It's just getting a little older, that's all.
Yeah, same with all of us, though. I mean, everybody could say the same thing. We were looking at this team, though, in this NFL 100 all-time team. And Chris and I were talking in the studio here before we went back on the air. They're going to unveil the linemen, the offensive linemen and tight ends. You would have had the pleasure, or maybe not pleasure, I guess, of coaching against two guys right here in Western Pennsylvania, and that would have been Mike Webster and Dermoni Dawson back-to-back pretty much. In the longevity that the Steelers had at the center position, that's something else.
Yeah, no question. Yeah, along with every other great player they had there, those guys and they're certainly in the hunt, and I'll be surprised if at least one of them doesn't make the top 10, but it's very, very competitive, as you know.
Dick, let me go back to 1997, when you decided to get back into coaching after spending a decade and a half in the booth, because a lot of people in Western Pennsylvania they've always got an eye on what Bill Cowher's doing, and he's on the studio show for CBS, but they always wonder, is this a guy that's going to step back into coaching? And I don't know if it's there with him, but you always cited back then, and I'm curious, what was it, the straw that broke the camel's back, that made you realize that the hunger for being involved between the kickoff and the end of the game every weekend was something that you had to be a part of rather than just staying up in the booth?
Well, you know, at first the love of the game and being disappointed in how I had to leave the game, and then having opportunities in between leaving and coming back to go coach again and not doing it. And the St. Louis Rams, Los Angeles Rams combination had offered me that job a number of times. Each time it was open, and I never did it. And finally, at the age I was at the time I took it, I said, you know, if I don't go back now, I never will. So I went back, and it was one of the best decisions that I ever made in my life, because it gave me opportunity, rejuvenated me spiritually, emotionally, physically, and mentally. And you know, I think it extended how I look at myself for the rest of my life.
Dick Vermeil joining us here, Fan Morning Show. You can text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates Fan. Text line 412-928-9370. That 2005 Chiefs team that you had that went 10-6 that missed the playoffs, was it one of those ones that to this day you say to yourself, if we had just got in at 10-6, we really think we could have made a run?
Yeah, we were good enough to compete. What happened to us that year, I, as the head coach and lead of the organization, allowed ourselves to get beat by a losing football team. We played a very demanding, tough schedule that year. I think it was rated the second toughest schedule in the league that year. Denver and Kansas City Chiefs played, and we got beat by Buffalo, who had won 4 games. You know, and every good football team does that. You know, New England. Did New England get beat by Jets, was it? Or no, New York Giants. And the Eagles got beat a couple weeks ago by Miami, who hadn't won in a long time, you know, and they almost got beat by the New York Giants this week. It happens. But when you lose to a loser and you're a playoff contender, that's what really drives you crazy.
What are the conversations like as you're sitting down this committee, Dick, to talk about who makes this NFL 100 all-time team when it comes to the conversations about your own players? And I think back to that Chiefs team that you had in 2002 in particular. Tony Gonzalez, a tight end. He's a Hall of Famer. I imagine he's got to be on this list. You know, guys like Willie Rofe and Will Shields. Do you find yourself sticking up for your former players a bit?
Yeah, it wasn't so much a debate. You know, we only met physically as a group of 27 one time. But we met, and you know, all the time online on conference calls, and you know, received ballots after the master list was put together by the 27 people. And it wasn't a debate so much. If you had the opportunity to coach or be with some of these guys, then you had an opportunity to present your guy, not tell him he's better than so-and-so, but you told him what you thought of him. And I was fortunate. These, you know, as a coach, I spent it 1969 all the way through. So I'd covered, you know, that's 50 years. And I'd been around the league in coaching and then also in broadcasting. So I felt I had an advantage, but there's no question when it comes to presenting your own players, you can't help but be prejudiced, you know.
Dick Vermeil joining us here, Fan Morning Show, for a couple more minutes, former NFL coach. A really unique situation in Pittsburgh this year, and this is what everybody's talking about with Mike Tomlin. Are some of your best coaching jobs done, not when you got all your guys, not when everybody's healthy, not when Ben Roethlisberger can throw it all over the place, but when you have to dig deep inside and work with a fourth-string quarterback or go with an under kind of an undermanned team, how tough has Mike's job been, do you think, this year, playing without Ben Roethlisberger?
Well, first off, I think it demonstrated his great leadership ability because he and his staff together have done an unbelievable job. You know, an NFL Coach of the Year caliber coaching job. Will he get it? I don't know. But he certainly would be a candidate. Why? Because of his performance in it with facing adversity. And not just one problem. There were a number of problems there. And to do what they have done is a great reflection on his leadership ability and his staff's overall contribution as football coaches. So, you know, just spectacular. You know, John Wooden told me a long time ago when I was at UCLA with him, he said, you know, Dick, the best coaches aren't always the guys that win all the games. He says a great coach, if there was a way to evaluate it, would be the guy that got the most out of the players he had and won more games than anybody else would with the same team. And I think that's what's happened in Pittsburgh this year. Maybe no other coach could go in there and win more games than they've won together.
Nobody's going to compare this year's Steelers offense, Dick, and what they're doing to your greatest show on turf, Rams offenses, but you went through a similar situation in losing your starting quarterback and then finding a relative unknown in Kurt Warner, who then took over and launched a career. We also don't necessarily think that's going to be the case for Devlin Hodges, Doc Hodges, but what can that do for a team when a guy who maybe the expectations just weren't there and he walks in and all of a sudden the guys rally around him?
Well, I think it's the American way to basically really enjoy the surprise performer, the guy that came from nowhere, the underdog. Yeah, that's America. You know, we like that feeling, and it's inspiring to everybody around you. And I think there's no question that his performance playing has inspired other players, and it also gives them confidence that, you know, we can still win with this guy. At first, they're down mentally, emotionally, and it doesn't take much to take an edge off a Sunday performance. But all of a sudden, you find yourself with a guy, hey, we can still be a good team. It excites everybody, including the coaching staff.
Dick Vermeil joining us. A couple more minutes here, Fan Morning Show. Be sure to check out that NFL 100 show coming up on Friday night, offensive linemen and tight ends. Dick, I want to ask you, the Steelers have turned it back around with defense. And they've also turned it around because their offensive line has played well again. No matter if they go five wide or football throws it all over the place, or whatever gimmicky things that you want to do on offense, will this game always be built on leveraging the scrimmage line and stopping people on defense?
Big people give the little people opportunities to display their talent. You know, I've always believed that. And they've done a great job of coaching those positions, obviously. And then, you know, and applying a scheme to what everybody else can do around those big guys. But if you don't have those big guys, it doesn't matter what you do with the ball or how you try to stop them. If your defensive line can't control the line of scrimmage in some way or a high percentage of the time, you're not going to have a good defense, run defense or pass defense. And when you do have a good defensive line, and like the 49ers all of a sudden come aboard, you know, everyone's astonished. Yeah, they have five first-round picks playing in that front group, you know, so... And the Pittsburgh's offensive line, you know, they've always had a well-coached offensive line. I can't remember when they didn't have, okay? And I can't give you the offensive line coach's name right now, but he's done a hell of a job under the leadership of their head coach.
Well, and their defense has been out of this world, Dick, and it's drawn comparisons to some of the great Steelers defenses of the past. Some of the numbers even have been compared to some of the 70s Steelers defenses, and you had to coach
against them. Yeah. I coached against them, believe me. In fact, the first great win my program had in the Eagle organization was when we beat Pittsburgh here and they were undefeated. And we were I think, in our fourth year coming on. But, you know, those defenses, Chuck Knoll, my God, is there anybody any better? Bud Carson, you know, I brought Bud Carson. People don't remember this. Bud Carson put in my defensive scheme at St. Louis Rams. He was my defensive coordinator my first year there, and he came back the second year, and he had health issues, and he couldn't finish the season or really get going. But you know, those two, my God, what a football coach.
Well, I want to continue along those lines real quick before we let you go about the Steelers defense. And it's always, everybody talks about Mean Joe Green. You still see him around, and people talk about that linebacker position. But, you know, I was born in 1976, so I don't remember the heyday as much. But you still see him walking around town and doing things every once in a while. For a guy who coached against him, how much did Mel Blunt change the game of football?
Well, you know, he would be a guy that you would say, with the modern passing game as it is today, with the rules favoring the offense as it is today, he would still be a Hall of Fame defensive back. Okay, now you know, you may not be able to say that for everybody, but you could say that for him.
Dick, we thank you so very much. We'll be sure to be watching. It's an unbelievable special they've put together. NFL 100 All-Time Team Series continues Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern. They take a look at the offensive lineman and the tight end. Coach Vermeil, we thank you so very much. We'll chat again soon. All righty.
Thanks, Dick.
Really, really good stuff. Great stuff.
Think about the different eras of football that he experienced firsthand as a coach. I'm not even including the 15 years in the broadcast booth. But to coach the Eagles teams of the late 70s and then also have the experience with the offenses that he had in St. Louis and then later Kansas City. I mean.
Well, I was thinking about this. Like in 1976 would have been his first year.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Kansas City in 2005, he coached in 2005.
Right.
So that's he would have gone all the way.
Nearly 40 years, yeah.
Right. He would have gone all the way from 76 to like some of the last players that he was coaching were he would have coached Larry Johnson,
right?
And he would have coached before Larry Johnson was born.
Yes,
as a head coach in the same league,
and had the 2 years at UCLA before he went to Philly.
Right.
Yeah.
Really amazing stuff. Like he coached that Larry Johnson Chiefs team. If they would have got in, I think they would have done damage. That they were 10-6. They were second in the AFC West. They didn't get in, and that's kind of the one team a lot of people point to as well. You know,
woulda, coulda,
woulda, shoulda, coulda in the playoffs.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.